that's a reading puts us through a crater that's about 18, 20 feet deep.
Bag is up, Tony.
Okay. What's there? Did you see the number on that? Don't go back to London.
I'm sorry, I didn't. Six or seven. We got six and four down here.
Okay, must have been seven.
Thank you.
Charlie, I understand you've got the Muley Rock to put it in the big rock bag.
John did, Raj.
Okay. John, once you get parked out there, we're going to need that whole front end brushed off. If you just want to start on the panel and work back, that's probably the best way. We'd like you to use the...
Yes, I understand.
Okay. We'd like you to use a small lens brush on the gotcha lens.
I'm parked on a slope toward the of about 10 degrees, or 5 or 6 or 7 degrees, toward the lunar module. And it's my guess that this will help your cooling some because it's looking toward deep space a little. And I'm about 100 yards directly aft of the lunar module. Is that where you want this contraption to be?
Okay, it's heading 165.
Yep, heading is 165.
Okay, fine. And before you turn it off there, we'd like a complete readout.
Somebody read the EVA closeout decal to me. This thing is so dusty I can't read anything. Amperes, bearing it says 243, which can't be right. Distance 11.4, range 210. Amperes is 28 and 120 on 2. And amps, of course, are off scale low. Volts are 65. Forward and rear motor temps are off scale low.
Okay, we copy that, 43.
That do it, Houston, for you?
Right.
Okay, now, read, how about reading the close that decal to me there, because I can't see it for the dust. Even after I brush it, I can't see it.
Okay, the closeout, circuit breakers, all open except auxiliary, bus A and C should be closed.
Hey, Tony, I've got two bags up, and I'm going to have to wait to Jack. Let John take in the rest, and I'm policing up the area, and it looks like everything's pretty much under the limb.
Okay, and John, auxiliary circuit breaker bypass on.
Okay, wait a second here.
Okay.
Okay, the bypass switch is coming on.
Okay, the crew power external, and mode 3 TV remote.
Okay, let me line up the high gain.
And, John, while you're up in the front end, take the TV lens shade off.
Shade off. Please take the lens shade off.
Roger, just take it off and throw it away.
What do you want to do with it? Just take it off and throw it away.
Tony, I tried some max cooling there for a second, and on this plinth, it really freezes you.
Okay.
Okay. How you doing, babe?
Not fine. Here's up.
Okay, Charlie, if you're out of things to do there, why don't you go on out where John is and see if you can find an igneous or a hard breccia to put on top of that LPM. Use his camera to document it.
Because I was just standing there. I don't have a camera on that, Tony.
Just use John.
All right.
Okay, John, verify that the circuit breakers you still have in on the panel are the aux and circuit breakers A and Charlie.
And circuit breakers A and Charlie. Roger, wait a second here.
Okay. And if you have a chance to aim the high gain, we'll get our TV back. Okay, we would like B out and Charlie in.
And Delta out. That's the way I got it.
Okay, fine.
Where's your camera? Good. Here, the TV shade.
Charlie, back to the end again.
Oh, I can't do it from here, John. Looks like to me you gotta go right.
Or down to you, I guess it is. Okay, this one looks pretty good right here, John.